Hamish Dowdy, driving you home. This is quite a thrill, but exciting for me. Ben Price is joining us in the studio. Ham.
Australia's leading impressionist.
And we're talking about tying up loose ends. And yes, earlier on in the year, you had a crime-fighting idea by which the police try and get an impressionist of a leading bad person.
Hire someone like Ben, yes. Right? To learn how to do, let's say, a Tony Mockbell voice, yes. Right? And then call around the henchmen to go, essentially, hey, it's me, Tony. And they go, oh, yeah, g'day, Tony. He's going, hey, we're loving doing crime, aren't we? And they go, yeah, we do it all the time. And then the cops are like, boom, gotcha.
And right, great idea. My problem was, can you find someone to be able to do that? And I put the challenge out to you if you would be able to find an Andy.
Well, Ben, welcome to the show.
My challenge is trying to find an Andy. It's somewhere, I think, somewhere like that.
Right,
it's
not too
sure.
Bad. Yeah, like, do you want to be? I mean, I feel like
I feel like you're trying to speak lower now.
No. I'm going.
Isn't he, Jack? And there's a slight element here of Andy trying to sound like he's got a more handsome voice.
No, we'll go exactly the same as it was before. So I think you're slightly high, but. Would you agree?
So if I drop it down a bit like that.
Yeah, that's close, I reckon. So, like, but I would normally ring my brother and I'd say, hey, Cameron, how are you going?
Hey, Cameron. That's too high, isn't it?
No, that's do a good call and response. Say, hey, Cameron, how you going?
Hey, Cameron, how you going?
Hey, Cameron, how you going?
That's pretty close.
That's good. And then what would you say next? What would you say to him, like, right now for this evening after
okay,
the show?
Okay, so I'm going to go for a beer with him tonight, but I'm playing footy before that. So if I'll go, hey, mate, I'm going to play footy first.
Hey, mate, I'm going to play footy first.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
We'll try and grow a beer after that.
We'll try and get a beer after that.
Let's do it. I mean, we've got the phone rigged up.
Is that working?
Ben, that's good. So
it's working for me.
Hey, Cammer, okay. How you going? Give him another practice, Ando.
Okay. Hey, Cammer, how you going?
Hey, Cammer, how you going?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm playing footy. How about a beer around 8:30?
Sounds good.
I reckon it's good. All right. I'm excited. Oh, my God, if this works, Ben, you'll just have to work for the federal police from now on. All right, great. And he's got his mobile rigged through the desk, so this will come through his phone. Here we go.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Cameron. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. Listen, I was thinking about doing some rehearsal tonight. What are you doing after about 8:30?
Hello?
You there, mate?
Yeah, this isn't Andy. Who is this?
Oh, no. Oh, Cam, we had you for one line.
One line.
Did we have you at all, Cam?
Nah, it sounded like Fletchy.
Cammy,
actually, that's what I was doing, Fletchy.
So you were doing my old housemates.
That's it, Ben, Fletchy.
Cam, we were trying to get an Andy Lee impersonator in here, and the true way of proving it was calling you.
Nah, yeah, the gig was up from the word hello.
Endorsement. That's fantastic.
Whether you know it or not, you've just cost Australia one of its greatest assets fighting crime. That will make no sense to you.
But thank you very much for being on the show.
Regardless, loose end tied up. Thanks so much for coming, Ben. For what it's worth, I think you were a little bit too low for Andy.
A little bit too low and sexy.
More like that. Somewhere like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's good. Talk
Ben,
amongst
Ben,
yourselves.
Ben, who am I? I'm Andy.
That's it.
Andy. Yeah.
Thanks to the both of you. Save us your Andy driving you home.